Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 674 and today I am going to be talking about best case, worst case scenarios. So basically, worst case scenario thinking, think of it like a filter or a pattern of thinking. The other end of that spectrum is best case scenario. Now, best case scenario can lean into this idea of optimism versus pessimism, right? But let's call it best case, worst case, because what I'm also pointing at there is this future orientation of thinking about what's going to occur in the future. Now, usually, we are also grabbing previous experiences, and that's helping to reaffirm our truth of what we think is going to happen, be it either best case or worst case scenario thinking. So there's this positive intention intertwined with why we may lean into one or the other. Worst case scenario thinking can often be known as catastrophizing, or these people can be called negative or critical. They can slow down things moving forward, which really, a lot of people that do lean into this best case scenario, this optimism style of thinking, really it's habituating, but thinking, can struggle with because they want things to keep moving without having to get stuck into the nitty-gritty details of what may go wrong. But this positive intention about what may go wrong is so that things actually can go right. So that's the conundrum around worst-case scenario thinking in comparison to best-case scenario thinking. Now, I definitely, over the years, have leaned significantly more into worst case scenario thinking, and I've had to actually really train myself into not into having a best case scenario bias, but also taking on the consideration of what could be the best case scenario of an outcome of this, and all that's really doing is helping to expand my perception of what may occur, which therefore can also make an impact on how I'm feeling in that moment, because neither best case nor worst case is actually the truth. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, even if, a negative result has happened in the past. But I wanted to offer you a practice for shifting from worst case to best case, not as in shifting from negative to positive, but broadening your perspective and then choosing how to move forward based upon what it is that you actually genuinely want. To begin with, the first part, like many, is actually awareness, to catch ourselves thinking in the future, worst case scenario, or catastrophizing. It's metastating, so to speak. We're creating a state about a state about a state about a state. We're getting a thought, then we're getting a feeling about that thought, then we get a thought about that feeling, and so forth. An example of that could be, I'll share an actual real life one, when when we closed down the second gym that I had many years ago. About 4 years ago now, when we closed that down, it actually might even be more. When we closed that down, I remember driving some gear that we had across town in the truck, and I remember thinking as I was leaving the actual space, because we had to liquidate the business because the landlords didn't come to the party, and so the business was at the end of its tenure, so we just decided to liquidate and move forward. And I was thinking that the landlords are going to come down today and they're going to catch us and we're going to get in trouble for doing something. Like, it was all this negative worst case scenario. They're definitely going to come down, they're definitely going to catch us, like, as we weren't even doing anything wrong. but I was in this sort of meta state, and then I remember driving with all this weight in the back of the, I had a Nissan Navara at the time, across town on all this weight, so I'm like low riding in this four wheel drive, and I remember thinking that one of the tires is going to pop on the highway, and like it's just this continual thought of what's going to go wrong. And I remember catching that thought on the highway, and I was like, hang on a sec, I go, what could be the best outcome? I hadn't even considered it, haven't even remotely considered what the best outcome possibly could be. And the best outcome in my mind was, well, we close down, we get to keep the gear so we have more gear at this other facility, and we pay what we need to pay, and we just move on with our life. And I'm like, oh, fuck. The idea of that happening was this, like, crazy relief for me at the time. But what was happening was I had this thought that we're going to get caught. Then I had a feeling about being ashamed about not being able to run the business, right? Then I had a thought that that feeling is not stoic or manly. And then I felt ashamed about not being that. And then I thought that feeling ashamed, you can start to see the pattern, right? And so that's called a meta state. And so it's really common that we can catastrophize, so to speak, worst case scenario, metastating options. And so the first thing is to catch that, become aware of it, and then think also, what is best case? Then think, how do I need to act, behave, and be to obtain that outcome? And so what we're doing here is we're kind of future pacing. So we're going, hang on a sec, I'm worrying, I'm catastrophizing, I'm creating this potential negative outcome in my mind, because, you know, worrying is about predicting shit that you don't want, right? But the interesting thing about this is that we get the opportunity to create, well, what's the best case? And what does that look like? What does that feel like? What else would that mean for me? And then, okay, for that to occur, who do I need to be? How do I need to behave? How do I need to act? What resources do I need? What internal resources do I need? What external resources do I need in order to be, do, and have that? And then step into that. Start going, well, these internal resources, I need to be calm in my presence. Okay, well, I can do that. So let's start there, right? And so this ability to first identify what is it that we actually want. What is it that I'm imagining is going to occur? Can I catch that? Can I become aware of when I do that? Can I lean into what a best case may look like? And then what resources do I need, internal and external, in order to behave as such as I already have that? Now, it's not about getting the best case scenario. There's so many times where things have happened that were better than I could have imagined, right? But it's the kind of thing here about going, neither one's going to occur. It's going to be somewhere in the middle somehow, right? But even then, it's just a continual game. And when I say game, I mean process. It's like there's no end, there's no complete, there's no finish. Even when we finish a business or we finish school, it's only closing a chapter. The book is continually being written. It doesn't ever stop being written. And so the ability to first have the awareness and then lean into what the best case may look like is one of the most powerful things we can do, not just for the outcome that we actually want, but for those people around us along the way as well. And on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you'd like one personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you wanted to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. That's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.